Let's try that one more time. Good morning.
Good morning.
How many guys, your part is a different part today because of the wind? Anybody? How many guys don't have to worry about a part? Thank you. Thank you very much. That's why we all wear hats. No, I'm just kidding. I got hair. Well, welcome to Thousand Hills Branch Church. We appreciate you being here this morning. We meet here every Sunday at 10:30. And we do things a little Western, so I hope you enjoy it. And just know that everybody's welcome. We are a cowboy church, and we love the cowboy way, but everybody's kind of welcome to join us and take part in everything that we do. If you're a guest with us, thank you so much for coming this morning. We invite you to grab a cowboy Bible. There are Bibles on the guest table right out front. There are stickers for the kids. There's information about our church. If you want to grab some of that, you can grab all that, and feel free to just read about who we are and what we're about. We would appreciate you taking all that. What else? Children's church. If you are sixth grade and under, as soon as the music is over, the children are welcome to go to the cafe and take part in our children's church. The children are actually going to be learning a memory verse one a month, and so if you as a parent will help us practice that memory verse, that would be great. When they get through today, they will have that memory verse, or they should already have it maybe from last week. And if you will help them review that, that would be awesome. We would appreciate that. And maybe you can learn it with them, right? Okay, maybe not. No, I'm just kidding. That would be great. We don't take an offering at Thousand Hills, but if you feel led to give, there's a feed bucket on the table out there. There's a little blue feed bucket as well that if you want to give toward our arena fund, we're wanting to build a covered arena, and we would love for you to give to that as well. Our Cowgirl Couture Women's Bible Study, if you are a woman, teenage girl or whatever, you are welcome to come to our Cowgirl Couture Women's Bible Study. They're studying the book of Esther. They meet every Wednesday night at 6:30 at the bank on 7th in Texas. And if you want to be a part of that, hopefully you got a handout today. All the women got a handout. If you didn't, see my wife, and she will get you one so that you can be a part of that. What else? A wedding shower for Darren Miller and Brandy Pearson. Darren and Brandy here today? Right up there. There's Brandy. Is April 23rd from 2 to 4 at the bank on 7th in Texas. So I hope you'll plan on attending that. That's Saturday, April 23rd. And then Easter Sunday, the Sunday we get to celebrate our risen Savior. Amen? Amen. We serve a risen Savior, which is an awesome thing. And Easter Sunday will actually be at the Chain Ranch, and it is the ranch just from the light on Main Street. Go about 5 or 6 miles, and you'll see the Chain Ranch sign, and just turn and go west. And we'll have some horseback Howdy team members showing you where to go, okay? So it's just 5 or 6 miles north on 34, and then you'll turn at the Chain Ranch sign. And we are going to do a longhorn gathering about 8:30. If you want to take part in that, bring your horse. We're going to gather longhorns out in the pasture, bring them up, and have a great time doing that at 8:30 on Easter Sunday, which is the 24th. And then we'll have our church service. Then we'll have a potluck lunch. So we need everybody to bring a dessert or a side dish or main dish, whatever you want to bring would be fine. Everything's going to be potluck, so if all we get is desserts, we'll be doing all right, right? It'll still be okay. We're going to have a great time either way. We're also going to have an Easter egg hunt, and we've got 1,400 Easter eggs already donated. Good job. So we need the more the merrier, though. We've been planning on a couple thousand, but if you want to bring some, just bring them that morning or talk to Debbie Green. I don't know if she's here this morning, but just talk to her, and she will line you out as far as Easter eggs go. And then here's the next thing. If you don't bring a chair, you'll be sitting on the ground. So you need to bring a chair. And if you don't mind bringing three or four, even if you don't have three or four people in your family, that would be amazing as well. So bring all the chairs that you can, all the folding, you know, easy-to-bring chairs that you can, and that would help us out on Easter Sunday. That way we don't have to rent chairs or haul any out there. That'd be great. Today, as soon as church is over, our Howdy team, which is our greeters, horseback greeters, if you want to be a part of our Howdy team or you've signed up, if you will meet in the cafe as soon as church is over, Ray's going to have a meeting with our Howdy team. And all that is a greeter. If you want to stand at the door and shake somebody's hand and you'd be on a rotation maybe once a month or maybe once every couple months, that would be awesome. So if you want to be a part of that meeting as soon as church is over today. All right. And then I have one more announcement, and I got this this morning. Atwoods donates to local churches. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but let me just read it. Shop at any Atwoods Ranch in home. Turn in your original sales receipt to your church, and the church sends in a claim to Atwoods Ranch and Home, and Atwoods will send your church a check for 5% of the net total. So if you buy something at Atwoods, yeah, give it up for Atwoods. If you buy something at Atwoods, you bring us the original seat, then we get 5% of your net total back, which is kind of cool. So if you want to do that, if you want to see this flyer when we get through here, just come on up and see it or go by Atwoods. Atwoods is our sponsor now, I guess. No, I'm just kidding. Am I going to get a free sprayer out of the deal or something? I don't know. If I'm promoting them, I mean, to all you guys, right? I should get something. Our church should. But anyways, we're glad you're here. Let's stand at this time. You guys shake somebody's hand in front and back. Thank you. And by the way, if you're driving a Toyota Corolla, your lights are still on. I don't know if it's old enough or new enough where they'll go off on their own. So you might want to go check it if you got a Toyota Corolla. Is that Don? Come on now, Don.
Thank you. could just ask everyone just to listen this first time through. And if God calls you just to close your eyes and just concentrate on what the words are, then so be it. But if not, that's fine too. Just go ahead and listen to what it has to say. Father, I just thank you so much for this beautiful day that you've given us, God, and just another chance just to live our life for you, Lord. And I just pray that you'll be with Bo today, God, as he gives his message for us, Lord, and that we can apply something that he tells us today to our daily lives, God. So we might be stronger Christians, Lord, just to walk for you. And I just pray that you'll be with Cody as he does his special today, God, and that everyone can just get the true message out of his song. And I just pray this in your name. Amen. Oh, now it's time for children's church, so all the kids can start heading down there.
Yeah, you can just stand on the screen until he starts preaching, and he'll just say, like, and found it, and so and so, and then get, yeah.
Thank you. this song, it really goes along with Bo's message last week, if you got to hear it. Last week you talked about waiting. And this song, it kind of talks about that. It talks about God's going to make everything happen, but it's going to be on His time, and it's going to be His way. So I'm going to sing a song. It's called In God's Time by Randy Houser. A lot of you might know him, or you might have even heard the song. But I'm going to sing it, and I hope you enjoy it. Everything it does is done.
I learned a lesson this week. Actually, I taught my son, you know, it's always fun to teach your son new things, right? I mean, especially when they experience them for the very first time. And I taught my son how to spit. Yeah, all the guys are like, yeah, teach your son how to spit. He actually is blowing his nose outside. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe that's wrong. I don't know. We got to teach him how to pee outside, too. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. That's why we live in the country. So we can pee outside. Well, I had to teach my son not to spit in the wind because it's just like, you know, and it just comes right back at him. So we learn. We learn. But he's getting it. He's getting it. I hope you had a great weekend. We've had a crazy week. I'm sure you guys have too. My daughter turned 5 yesterday, and my son turns 4. Three on Tuesday. Right? I'm getting it. 3 on Tuesday. And so we had a birthday party yesterday, so all the family came in. We had a great time out in the barn and just enjoyed some homemade ice cream that my wife made and all that fun stuff. So we've had a good week. I hope that you've had a good week as well. Well, last week we talked about a word that we all hate, right? Remember? That word is, let's say it again. That word is?
Wait.
I don't know about you, but I don't like the word wait. I mean, it's a word that when someone says wait, I'm going, no, come on now, let's get going, let's go. Whip and ride. I want to go fast. I want to get there in a hurry. And like I told you, if I go to Walmart, I just assume not sit in the pickup, but go inside and actually shop and brave the crowds. I just enjoy it. And when the lines are, long, where do I go? The jewelry lady. You got to go to the jewelry lady because the jewelry lady needs, some business, And so we go to the jewelry lady. But when we wait, spiritually speaking, we're supposed to wait on the Lord. Right? We're supposed to wait on the Lord instead of trying to do things on our own, instead of trying to do things with our own strength. We are to wait on the Lord. Another thing that I didn't touch on last week is some of you guys, maybe you have issues with other people and you want to take some revenge on somebody else. Can I just give you some encouragement? Wait on the Lord. The Lord's going to take care of that. All right? No matter what it is that you're facing, no matter who it is, the Lord can take care of that. As long as we wait on the Lord. And while we wait, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to continue to act in obedience. Right? It's not that we just sit there and we wait and we go, okay, God, do whatever you're going to do. No. We're supposed to act in obedience. We're supposed to pursue God while we wait. We're supposed to do what we know when we don't know what the future holds. We're supposed to serve the Lord. Well, along with the word wait, there's another word that many of us don't do well with, and it's this word, trust. Trust. For many of us, trust is not an easy thing. I mean, we have to trust so many people. We have to trust our banker. We got to trust our wife. We got to trust our husband. We got to trust our kids. We got to trust all these people. Well, I have a friend. He's a Catholic pastor in Tatum, Texas. His name is Jason Taylor. Anybody know where the Bar None Cowboy Church is? Anybody ever been to the Bar None? Okay. Well, it's in Tatum, Texas. They have an awesome church there. They run about 1,500 every Sunday at this cowboy church. And my buddy Jason is a great pastor. And I called him up, and sometimes he has great stories and great illustrations. So I called him up, and I was like, hey, so what should I use for the scripture that I'm going to use about trust? And well, he has a cattle company called 2T Cattle Company. 2T Cattle Company. At first, it started out, his last name is Taylor. At first, it started out, he and his wife, the two Taylors, and that's what it stood for. 2T's, 2T Cattle Company started for him and his wife. Well, through a process of going through some struggles, and I'll just tell you what it was, he told me actually this morning, they lost 2 babies to miscarriages midterm. And that cattle company went from the 2Ts, the 2 Taylors, to the 2T Cattle Company, standing for trusting and trying. Trusting and trying. Jason told me, he said, I believe those two children that we lost were boys. And he was going to name them Trusting and Trying. don't know about you, but that's a story about trust. If you've ever lost anything, like a or ever had a chance to or been in a situation where you could lose something that was dear to you, you've got to trust and you've got to try. If you've ever put $20,000 of fertilizer down praying for rain, you know what it means to trust, right? If you've ever bought a horse that cost more than your first truck, you know what it means to trust. If you've ever bought a tractor that cost more than your first home, you know what it means to trust. Listen, we have to trust. We have to give our trust, not just in the people around us, but in the Lord. If you're going to have a thriving, growing, personal relationship with God, you have to trust in Him. If you'll turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 3, if you've got a Bible today. If you don't, it's going to be on the screen. But Proverbs chapter 3 is where we're going to be today. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 may be familiar to you. It may be the first time that you've ever heard these verses, but we're going to talk about trusting in the Lord today. Follow along as I read these two verses in Proverbs chapter 3. It says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Great, great verse. Let's pray together. I'm going to ask God to bless the rest of our time together. Lord, we thank you so much that we can trust in you. We thank you that that when times get hard, when we face trials and tribulation, when we face things that we can't handle on our own, I thank you, Lord, that we can trust in you. I thank you that your word teaches us how to do that. It teaches us what to do in those times and situations. It gives us the tools that we need to trust in you. And Lord, for those that are here today that have yet to put their trust in you, I pray that they will today. Maybe there's somebody here today that's going through what my buddy Jason went through, and the loss of a child, or the loss of a friend, or just the loss of a job, or I don't know what it is that they're going through, but I know that they can trust in you. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. And, Lord, I do pray right now. I know we do trust you, but I pray for rain. I know there's a lot of struggles in our land today because we don't have some rain. And, Lord, I pray right now that you would allow the wind to stop blowing and that you would bring us some rain, so that there are some people in this room can make a living, they can pay the bills. And so, Lord, we just pray for rain. And it's in your name I pray. Amen. Well, here's a truth that I want you to get. Before we go through these verses, here's the truth. Listen to this. God always keeps his promises when we obey his teaching. Think about it. God always keeps his promises when we obey his teaching. See, here's the deal. Our obedience prepares us to receive and enjoy what he has planned for us. But he will always keep his promises if we obey his teaching. Many of you guys are here today and you may be thinking, well, what's God's will for my life? Well, here's the deal. You can find the will of God in the Word of God, right? In the Word of God is where you find his will. If you will read it, if you will study it, if you will prepare, listen, he will show you his will and he will guide your path. And so here's the deal. A lot of people come to me and they're like, oh, why does this always happen to me? Why do I always, something always seems to go wrong? Why is there so much drama in my life? Why is all this stuff happening all the time? Why can I not get past all this stuff? You know what my question is for them? Are you obeying God's teaching? I mean, it's a simple question, but it's true, isn't it? A lot of us go, well, I'm trying to do things right. I'm trying to do this. I try to make right decisions. Listen, are you obeying God's teaching? Because if you're not and you're expecting God's promise, you're going to miss it. And so maybe you're here today and you are not obeying his teaching and you're expecting him to move in your life. Listen, you've got to begin to obey his teaching, and then he will open up the floodgates and bless you and prepare you and guide you and teach you his ways. And so I want you to remember that. that. You say, well, what does God teach us? I mean, what does he want to teach us? Well, these verses give us three short things that we have to obey so that we can receive the reward. Here's number one. The first thing that we see in the verse is this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Here's the key word for me. It's Lord. Many times we trust in money. We trust in our wives or our family. We trust in our careers, our status, our things. We trust in all these things, but they end up letting us down. Because why? Because they're the things of this world, right? They're the things of this world. We cannot trust in the things of this world. We have to trust in the Lord. Many of you guys have tried that. You've put your faith in things of this world. Maybe a relationship. Maybe your husband, your wife. Maybe it was that job that you just lost, and you have so much trust that as long as I have this job, I'm going to be good. Listen, we are to put our trust in the Lord, and then he will take care of all those things. Here's my other question. Why is it that we can trust the Lord with the little things, but it's hard to trust him with the big things? Think about it. Who should I marry? Many of you guys are single. If you're single, raise your hand. Young, old, you know, too old to get married. No, I'm just kidding. Too young. Listen, if you guys are single here today, listen, you should be asking God that question. Who do you want me to marry? If you don't expect his blessing. It's just the truth. I mean, I'm doing a premarital counseling with almost four or five different couples right now, and I encourage them, if you want God's blessing on your marriage, you have to obey his teaching. You have to apply his teaching to your life. It can't just be, man, she's hot. I'm going to go after her because she is hot. No, listen, guess what? Beauty's fleeting. Here today, gone tomorrow. Listen, we have to ask God. If you're single, if you want to know teenagers who today, ask God. He will direct your path. He will show you what it is that you're supposed to do. What about, should I take this job? Some of you guys are maybe in limbo right now. Maybe your job, you just lost your job, and you're having to either think about moving or you're having to think about, you know, finding another job, and you haven't had a job for a while. Maybe you need to begin to trust God. You need to say, okay, God, I'm going to leave this up to you. Am I going to still send out resumes? Am I going to still work the streets? Am I going to still knock on doors? Absolutely. But I'm trusting in you to do that. Maybe you're trying to figure out, this one's the one for me. Maybe nobody else is in this. How to discipline my kids. I mean, some of you guys have teenagers, and they're going through some, you know, rebellion and all that stuff. And you're wondering, how can I discipline my kids? How do I discipline them when they do wrong? Listen, the Bible teaches you stuff on that. If you will trust in the Lord, if you will get on your knees, you know why? I did some stupid stuff. But you know why I didn't do a whole lot more stupid stuff? Because my mom and dad were on their knees praying for me, asking God for wisdom to show me, to teach me as a kid. So maybe you're here today, and you're saying, what do I do with my child? My child is doing this. What do I do? Give it to the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Ask for some advice. Ask for some godly advice from people that you can trust. Ask for it. Maybe your question is, should I go into debt to buy this land? I don't know. Maybe that's your question. Should we move to find work? Should I date this person? Should I go here? Should I go there? Here's the deal. A lot of times we think we can make these decisions on our own, but we can't, can we? We have to trust in the Lord. We have to realize that God knows what's best for us, and he will always take care of us if we trust in him. Now let me give you an example of that. I like horses. I love horses. And if you've ever been on a horse that you can't trust, raise your hand. Yeah. I mean, how does that feel? I mean, when you get on that horse and your butt's puckered, you know, I mean, it's like, it's going to blow, you know? I mean, it's just not fun, is it? I mean, if you can't trust a horse, if you can't turn your back on a horse because you're afraid he's going to bite you in the arm, I mean, if you can't trust a horse to walk behind a horse, it's a horrible feeling. You ride in fear because you know you're going to get hurt. Well, on the other hand, how many of you guys have ever ridden a horse that you can trust? Absolutely. How good does that feel? I mean, it feels good because you can get on that horse. You maybe haven't ridden that horse in a few months. You can get on him. You can go trot off and get a job done. Listen, I get to do a little ranch photography every now and then. I get to go drag calves, and people call me, and they're like, you know, Bo, we want you to come, and we want you to take some pictures. I get to do, you know, photography and stuff, and this is actually my Camelback that I carry my camera. And I put this behind my saddle, and I ride my horse with this on the back of my saddle. Well, to put a camera on a horse, you got to be able to trust that horse. And I've kind of trained my horses to ride. I've actually got a little foam deal in here, and I got my camera and everything in here. Don't envy my Zoom, okay? No Indian. But I stick my camera in there, and I ride out through the pasture. I get in front. I do all kinds of stuff with my camera, and I get to go out in the pasture with him. Well, here's the deal. If I can't trust my horse, I'm not dang for sure going to put this camera on that horse. Right? Here's the deal. Every job that we have, here's the cool thing about God. We can trust him. Some of you guys don't believe that. Some of you guys are still holding on to something. I mean, you can trust him with this little thing over here, but when it comes to your family, when it comes to your job, when it comes to, you know, relationships, when it comes to all those things, you're like, no, I'm taking these things back. Listen, the harder the job, the more you ought to trust the Lord. The more you ought to rely on him, the more he is trustworthy. I mean, he works for your good. I mean, he is there for you, and he is a trustworthy God. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. If you will trust in him, if you will obey his teaching, he's going to work for your good if you trust him. If you don't trust him, if you take all those things back and you try to hold on and grab a hold of those things, maybe it's too obvious, but don't expect his blessing. Don't expect him to work. I mean, it's just the truth. You've got to obey his teaching. And he wants to be a part of every decision that you make. You know, some of you have made some major decisions in your life without trusting God, and you're in a bind. Maybe it's a job decision. Maybe it's a relationship decision. Maybe it's a school decision. Maybe you made a decision to you know, drink too much or to have sex, or, you know, you made those decisions. And listen, and you're asking, what do I do? I'm going to give you the answer. Turn from your sin and trust in God. Turn from your sin and trust in God. If you will turn and you will confess your sin and you will say, Lord, I know I did wrong, but I trust in you, he will show up. He will pull through. He will give you the strength to say no. He will forgive you if you trust in him. Well, here's number two. Look at it. In Proverbs chapter 3, if you'll go back. There it is. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then here's the second part. Number two, lean not on your own understanding. Now, this one's the hard one. This one we don't do well, because we want to understand what we do before we actually do it, right? We want to know what God wants us to do before we actually take that step. Listen, the Word of God teaches us that we're supposed to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. Listen to Proverbs 14:12. It says this, there is a way that seems right to man, but in the end, it leads to death. You might be thinking, well, you know what? I've got this handled, God. No big deal. I'm gonna handle this deal. You know what? A lot of times, what seems right to us leads to our death. It leads to destruction. It leads to heartache. It leads to pain. And so we cannot totally rely on ourselves. And you say, well, does God want me to turn my brain off? Does he want me to be this mindless robot and just do whatever he commands? You know, that's my robot. Okay, maybe not. But am I supposed to turn my mind off and not, you know, use common sense? Absolutely not. God wants you to use your common sense, but at some point, you've got to trust in him. Let me give you another example. I've trained a few horses. I've started a few horses. I've got a few horses. I actually got a two-year-old right now. I just cut him a couple weeks ago, and I'm fixing to get on him. You know, I am at a point in my knowledge of horses to where I want to take my horses to the next level. I mean, I've got them where they'll rein. I've got them doing all these things. But listen, I want to take my horses to the next level. But here's the problem. I don't have the knowledge. And so here's what happens. When I try to make something happen, I digress or I fall back because I don't know what I'm doing. But it's not until I go to a greater horseman than I and I ask him, how did you make that horse spin on his hind leg? How did you get that horse to roll back like your horse does? And I seek knowledge from someone else. That's when I will progress in my horsemanship. Listen, it's the same way spiritually. We have common sense. We're supposed to use it. But at some point, you got to go, okay, God, I've done all I can. I've tried all I can. I am trusting in you. I need you to take us to the next level. And we trust in him. And so maybe that's you. Maybe you lean on your own understanding too much. And you're not trusting in God. And you say, well, what do I do? How do I find that wisdom? Here's the key. Pray. You say, oh, that's too simple. No, it's not. It's hard. When you get in a bind, it's hard. I mean, to actually let go and let God do what he wants to do. But you have to pray. Listen, in James 1:5, it says, if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. You know what you got to do? Ask. You want wisdom? Teenagers, you want to make the right decisions in school? Listen, ask God for wisdom, and he'll give it to you. So number one, we've got to trust in the Lord with all our hearts. Number two, we've got to lean not on our own understanding. And here's number three, we must acknowledge him in everything. Look at verse 6. It says, in all your ways acknowledge him. Listen, remember what I said before? To receive God's blessing, to receive his guidance, you have to obey his teaching. And as believers, listen, I'm going to walk up here because I want you to hear this. As believers, one of the most important things that we can do is acknowledge God in everything that we do. Some of you guys, you come to church and you acknowledge God at church, but when you get to work, that's another thing. Some of you guys acknowledge God in your marriage, maybe at church, but when you get home, you treat your wife like she's a slave. Some of you guys are ashamed of knowing God. I mean, that's just the honest truth. You get around a certain crowd, and it's like, dude, I'm not going to tell them that I'm a Christian. I'm not going to do anything that will show them that I love God. Listen. We have to trust in the Lord. We have to lean not on our own understanding, but we have to acknowledge him in all our ways. And you say, well, what does that look like? How do I do that, Bo? How do I acknowledge him in all my ways? Listen, you know what that looks like? It means that you give him everything. You give him your house. You give him your kids. You give him your horses. You give him your truck. You give him everything. And when people go, why are you so lucky? And you say, you know what? It's not luck. It's by the grace of God that I have anything and that I own anything, that I have a great wife, that I have great kids. Everything I have is by the grace of God. Listen, if you will do that, God will guide you. He will bless you. He will show you his way if you will acknowledge him before men. If you don't, it's just the opposite. He won't. You say, well, that's simple, Bo. Really? It sounds simple, but it's hard to do. But if you do it, I guarantee you God will show up. He'll do some great things. And so if we trust in the Lord with all our heart, lean not on our own understanding, excuse me, in all our ways acknowledge him, here's what he promises. Number four, our paths will be straight. Our paths will be straight, and he will, in verse 6, and he will make your paths straight. You know what he's saying there? He'll guide you. He'll give you wisdom. He'll show you his plan. If you just trust in him, seek his wisdom, and acknowledge him before men, he will show you the right way. He will make your path straight. Now listen, this doesn't mean that you won't have obstacles, right? I mean, even if you do all these things, you're going to have obstacles, right? But here's the cool thing about God. When I walk with God, I trust in God, I acknowledge him, I lean not on my understanding. As I'm walking and I face an obstacle, guess what? I have God with me to remove that obstacle. Listen, if you will trust in the Lord, He will remove those obstacles in your life. And you say, well, will life be peachy? Not all the time, no. You're still going to face an obstacle. You're still going to face a giant. But listen, if you trust in Him, if you lean not on your understanding and you acknowledge Him in all your ways, He will make your path straight by removing those obstacles. That's what He does. I mean, He does it in my life all the time. The things that I think I can't get over, He moves out of the way. That is what the reward is for trusting in the Lord. And so here's my question for you today. How straight is your path? How straight is it? I mean, is your path, you know, is it like this? You know, this? I mean, it's like a horse that, I mean, it can't walk straight. I mean, listen, is your path just a windy path that you can't understand why it's always windy? Why you always got to take this turn? Why it's not so straight? Listen, you got to trust in the Lord. You got to acknowledge Him in all your ways. You got to lean not on your own understanding, and He will make your paths straight. I'm going to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes for just a second. Maybe you're here today, and you've never placed your trust in the Lord. What I mean by that is you never asked Christ to come into your life and direct your path. You've never given your heart to Jesus Christ. Listen, today is your day. Today is the time where you need to give your whole life to Him. You need to stop leaning on your own understanding and stop trying to logically understand everything, but in all your ways, acknowledge Him. Give Him your heart so that He can direct your path. And you say, Bo, how do I do that? How do I give Him my life? Listen, it's simple. It's a free gift. He says, if you will confess me as your Lord and believe in your heart that God raised me from the dead, you can and will be saved. That's His promise. So maybe you're here today and you've never placed your trust in God. You've tried to do all these things on your own and your road is as crooked as can be. Listen. Give your heart to Christ today. Place your trust in Him. Maybe you have questions about that today. We're going to have my information on the screen. You can call, you can email, you can text, you can do whatever. If you want to get a hold of me, I'd love to visit with you on how you can have the answers to life. And I'll show you in the Word of God where to find those answers. Maybe you accept Christ in your life today. Maybe you say, God, I place my trust in You today. I want to hear about it so that we can celebrate with you, so that we can give you some tools that will equip you to lead a life that glorifies God. And so maybe that's you today. Maybe you're a Christian already and you've taken a wrong turn because you've tried to do things on your own. Here's the key for you. Trust back in the Lord. Confess your sin and turn back to Him and trust in the Lord. Maybe like my friend Jason Taylor, you need to start trusting, and you need to start trying. So maybe that's you today. You need to start living for God. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what God's showing you today, but I hope that you will place your trust in Him. I'm going to lead us in a closing word of prayer. I want to thank you for being here today. And I hope that you will walk away today giving all you've got to the Lord and trusting Him with all your heart. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for this church. I thank you for the people that are in this church. And Lord, I thank you for those that are not afraid to trust in you. No matter what it takes, no matter where you lead them, they will go. No matter what they face, they are going to trust in you. Thank you so much for those people. Lord, for those that may struggle with trusting, they may struggle with giving all they have to you. Listen, Lord, help them to give it up and to acknowledge you in all that they do. Lord, we thank you for the reward that we receive when we do that. The reward of making our paths straight. And Lord, so I thank you today. I thank you that you are trustworthy. And I pray that you continue to guide each of us in our lives.